Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on anything and everything having to do with cleaning companies and growing them. If you're committed to growing your cleaning company, go to growmycleaningcompany.com and get everything you need, all the tools, all the resources you need to create the cleaning company you've always dreamed of. Now, if you want to be a guest on the show or have any feedback for us, you can email our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or just give us a call, 480-648-5149, to apply to be on the show, ask any questions, give any comments. We're excited to hear from you. Today, we are chatting with Nick Flower from Spectacularly Clean. Spectacularly Clean serves the New Jersey area with residential cleaning services. Nick just started less than a year ago, and I'm excited to hear his story. Let's jump in. Nick, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hi, Cleaning Nation, long-time listener, and happy to be on the show. Mike, I just wanted to give you a quick correction. I actually, my number is a 609 on my phone here, but my business is based out of Bel Air, Maryland.
Oh, my goodness, look at that. So, big fat lie. Apparently, Spectacular Clean is out of Bel Air, Maryland. I was wondering where your New Jersey accent was, my friend.
Right. I'm actually from New Jersey. But I live out in Maryland now, and I built myself a business.
All right, well, I've never made a mistake before, so that was the first. Thank you for being a part.
that's okay. That's how we learn, right?
Absolutely, man. Okay, cool. Thanks for the clarification. If you're looking for Nick in New Jersey, you're going to have a long search. That said, brother, tell us a little bit about what you do and how you got in the cleaning business, and just give us a little of your story before we jump into the coaching.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity. I run a business called Spectacularly Clean, LLC. I basically came up with the name while I was delivering pizzas, chopping peppers, and going through a bunch of things like that as far as switching up names and wanting to do this cleaning business. I've worked for some of the big cleaning companies. I took a look around. You know, you're getting little pay. You're always going to a different house, getting switched up. If someone shows up sick, the whole teams get switched around, and what basically ends up happening is, the people who are hiring the company to get the service aren't getting the service that was originally promised to them. And I took a look around and said, I can do a better job with this at a lower rate. So I started my own cleaning business. Now it's just a one-man cleaning team so far, but things are starting to pick up, and had to learn my bumps and bruises and learn from those along the way, from charging too little to trying to customer please, to going out of the area, just to get the job, instead of staying my own and kind of fielding and advertising here, all kinds of mistakes, trying to be everywhere at once instead of finding your niche and sticking with it.
Man, I'm impressed. It sounds like you've got more than a year's worth of experience in just a little bit of time you have. That's you've hit on some really kind of key stuff a lot of Cleaning Nation deals with.
Well, thank you very much.
and thanks for sharing that. All right, cool. Well, congratulations on kind of deciding to go out on your own and making it a year. And let's talk about how we can get you bigger, better, and hit all your goals, man. How can I help you today?
Wonderful, yes. I'm starting to get the residential down. I got some businesses in my county, in the Hartford County, and I have some, apartments, some homes. I do some cleaning for realty so they can sell the houses, around the area. And what I question is, when I want to get the bigger stuff, I want to get to the point where I have so many jobs, but enough, not too many that it can't be quality, that I can't check in on it personally. So my niche is really detail. And my question is, I want to break into commercial cleaning, and I have the insurance for it, but I'm not really sure how to contact the property owner, the property manager, how to get through that door without getting stopped by the secretary or someone who who says, you know, the property owner's not in now. He's only in, you know, once a Friday, every 4 weeks, you know, like that.
Man, you have just, as a coach, that's just like a treasure trove of stuff I'm excited to share with you. So that's a great question. I appreciate you sharing it. And I'm usually pretty, I don't want to say organized because that's just not true, but I usually have a pretty good track to run on. I've got like seven ways I want to go with you. So I'm just going to start vomiting information and hopefully you and Cleaning Nation can A, keep up, and B, get some value. So first of all, the one red flag I heard when you came in was, now, there's a couple, but the first one that I want to start with so I don't forget is, you know, you said something that is so typical, and this is why I want to hit it, because not just you, but Cleaning Nation is going to get a lot of value. Even though you might hate me, I got to hit you with it. You said, I want
sure,
to get...
Go ahead, I'm ready for it.
All right, brother, I appreciate the coachability. You're going to go far. So you said, I want to have, like, as far, you know, as many customers, I get a ton of customers, just a wall of customers, and I'm fine with that part. Thumbs up there. Comma, if you'd hit a period, we'd be good. But you said comma, but not so many that I can't keep the quality up. Still good with you. Comma, I want to be able to go and look at them personally myself. That's where we've got a problem. Because really, and that's the
hire
big,
somebody, you know.
Yeah, you, that's not.
Hire somebody, trust them.
That's $20 an hour work. You need to be, if you're going to build a real company, you need to be doing $100 work, $1,000 an hour work, working on the business, not in it. So I'm not saying you never want to see customers, you never want to do job walks on your own clients. I'm just saying you don't want to build a business that depends on that to happen. So if you'd like to do that, that's fine. But if you've got a business set up where you're like, it has to be, like even the name, spectacularly clean, you got to make sure that's really what your clients want. Most clients would rather have consistently clean or safely clean, or, you know, and I'm not saying you change your name, I'm just saying a lot of newer guys go into the I'll clean better, but they haven't asked their customers, is a better clean what you want? Most of the time their customers really want a consistent clean, or people that they're comfortable with, that they like personally, or there's a lot of other things other than quote unquote the quality of clean. So I right off the bat, and this is one of those things I appreciate you saying, you may I've learned this and I've learned that and I've learned that, and that's great, man. Smart people learn from their mistakes, and you've already got a kind of a lot of learning that you had to go through the hard way. So this is one hopefully I can save you, instead of you figuring out and calling me back and be on the show a year from now going, ah, crap, I learned it. I can save you all that time now. I would move away from the concept of they're paying me to be cleaner than the next guy, because clean is such a commodity. Anyone can offer that. Maybe you're better, maybe you're not, but your customers probably don't care. There certainly is a minimum standard, right? You have to do a good job. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you have to be excellent based on how your customer judges you to be excellent, not on how you would judge to be excellent. So that's the first shift I'd make. And I know that's a lot.
That's a great point.
Okay, cool.
That's a great point, because sometimes we can be hard on ourselves, right?
Yeah, and on the wrong things, right?
And trying to make it perfect.
Yeah, I'm not saying you don't have to be excellent. I'm just saying make sure that your measuring stick for excellent is the same as your customer. So, and oftentimes people think that's, you know, the cleaner the better, when that's often not the case. So that said, that's the first piece. Second piece is the big encouragement. Again, I feel like these are not going to be popular, but my goal is to really help you and not make you love me. So the second piece would be to it's okay if you love me too. That's bonus. But first and foremost, I want to grow your company. So the second thing is I would not recommend, and I'm still going to answer your question. I know you're like, hey, he's not even answering my question. I'll get there, I promise. But I wouldn't recommend.
That's okay, I jump around too.
What's that?
I jump around too. That's okay.
Okay. Well, again, it all comes together. I just
you're
don't want
excited. You're passionate.
I don't want to give you the right answer to the wrong, like tell you how to climb the ladder faster when I can see that the ladder's put up against the wrong wall, right? Let's put the ladder on the right wall first, then
absolutely.
I'll teach you how to climb it faster. Okay. So the second thing I'm concerned about. The second thing I'm concerned about is I don't like the, hey, I've got residential and I'm doing, you know, homes for homeowners. I'm doing homes for realtors and I want to do commercial. You're really small. You're a one-man show. Your time and money, you know, when you get bigger, you can be a little sloppier and, you know, maybe every hour isn't spent perfectly and every dollar isn't spent perfectly. When it's just you, you don't have that luxury. Every minute of your time has got to be invested in something of high value. So if you're trying to do four different things, I don't even like my larger clients that are doing $1 million a year. I don't like them trying to do residential and commercial and construction clean. I'm like, let's just get one thing and have you crush it at that. So at the level you're at, just starting, there's no way on God's green earth you can figure out what commercial people want, what homeowners want, what realtors want, what doctors want, what property managers want. There's just no way. You're going to do a very adequate job at best at all of them. So I don't know that I would really work on transitioning from residential to commercial. I would spend time saying, what is my niche going to be? Who am I going to serve? And if it's commercial, let's go all in on commercial. Stop with the residential. Don't talk to realtors. Don't do any of that crap. I'm not saying fire the customers you have. I'm saying just cut off anything new and go commercial. So is that okay?
Okay.
So first and foremost, don't, you're like, hey, I've got three things going and I'm having a hard time growing. Help me do a fourth. And I'm going to be like, no. The help I can give you is to eliminate two of the three you're doing now. Is that fair?
Yeah, I never looked at it like that. Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Okay. So now in the couple minutes we've got, let me answer your question.
Well, actually, I'm sorry to cut you off, Mike, here. My question is, hair salons would be considered kind of a commercial piece of property, right? And I am insured for residential and insurance. If you're saying go for residential, question I would have be, I do some apartments in the area in Bel Air, and are those apartment complexes considered commercial property because they're on the...
Well, I'm actually coaching you to be even more specific than that. So within residential,
okay.
And I'm not saying only do residential. Please don't hear me saying that. I'm saying... Spend some time and strategically decide on what your niche specialty is going to be. So, and I'm telling you, residential is not a niche. That's a massive market. Commercial is not a niche. It's still too big. Hair
detail
salons
would be my niche.
Hair salons would be a niche. And I'm not saying do hair salon. Do whatever you want. It's fine. I'm just saying be a niche. Hair salons is a niche. Businesses is not a niche. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm not to say that you can't ever have...
Yes, it actually does.
I'm not to say that you can't have multiple niches. I'm just saying you can't develop them more than one at a time, certainly at the size that you've got. So let's use hair salon. I'm not saying you should use hair salons, but I just want to use an example so I can walk you through what that would look like moving into that niche. Because I hear that's what you're saying is I want to move into a niche from residential to commercial. I'll teach you how to get into any niche. So let's just use hair salons as an example,
yeah.
Okay? Okay.
To make the business flow better, yes.
All right, so within your and you can use the same kind of thought process for any niche, so that it'll be a value to Cleaning Nation and to you whether any of you decide to do hair salons or not. That said, just take a guess. How many hair salons would you think are within your trading area that you'd be willing to travel to? And just total guess.
50.
Okay. So I like to think, I'd like to think, data suggests that up to 10% is pretty easy to get into. Above that, it gets to be saturated. It's hard to go above that. Because it's such a small number, you can probably go above that. But if you're talking like 2,000, 200 is where you're starting to be saturated. You can still get more than that. It just costs more and takes longer. If there's only 50, you should be able to do more than 10%. But let's just figure the 10% because that's usually the low-hanging fruit. So if there's 50... And you might, okay, so let's just do this real macro because this is a good question. So if you've got 50, here's what I do. I'd get all 50 of their names, and I would really walk through which are your, even within that, there's going to be your perfect niche, right? So you might say, well, I want to do hair salons. Well, do you want to do the hair salons where they only want you once a month? Or do you want to say, I only want hair salons where they want me three times a week or more? So kind of figure out, and maybe you want it to be at least, 5,000 square feet or whatever the case is. So you're going to get a list of within that 50, you might go, well, there's only 25 of them I really, really want. The others I take, but they're not my ideal customer. Once you've got those 25,
okay.
It's super easy. You can just start giving them value. So the last thing I want to tell you, because you talked about, I can't remember if this is before we talked or on air, but you'd mentioned like, you call the receptionist, like he's not out, or they kind of give you the bum's rush treating you like, hey, you're trying to sell me something and I'm not interested. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. At which point you got to turn on the charm and find out about them a little bit. So they'll actually relay the message.
No, that's not what I would recommend at all. I would recommend changing tact completely. So I don't really coach any of my people to do, not that you never can, but I don't want a major strategy for you to get business to be you personally going in trying to charm somebody. Again, here's what I like and don't like. What I don't like is trying to convince somebody of something they're not interested in. Here's what I do like, helping somebody get something that they already want that they've come to you for. So that would be like me knocking on your door and going, hey, Nick, I'm the best coach in the world. I can transform your business. You just give me a bunch of money and I'm going to rock your world, brother. That's all true.
Yeah, it's like who asked you.
Yeah, that's all true.
Right, if you come to them like that.
I'm sorry, what's that?
If you come to them like that, it's like their attitude is, well, I didn't ask you for anything.
Right. There's because right. I'm there, I'm already selling you and you're already, your defenses are up. And the problem is I really can do all that stuff, right? So it's not that I'm doing me a disservice. I'm doing you a disservice because I didn't do a good job on my end. I've cheated you out of the opportunity mm-hmm. to really help transform your business, which is the way I look at it. So instead of doing that, I'm going to do stuff like, hey, I'm going to put out a podcast. I'm going to create a Facebook community. I went into the community and found out what you guys want, what your pain is, what makes you miserable. And then I do free webinars solving those problems. And that's all I do is go into the community, give as much value as I possibly can. And then you guys literally line up to me coming, hey, dude, I need your help. I'm dying. Can you please help me? That's what I want. So I would tell you exactly the same thing for you. I'm not going to have you knocking on someone's door. Hey, I can clean your building. I can do this. I can do that. Pass, pass, and pass. I'm going to have you put out a bunch of information and give value to that community. And that's why you need a community. That's why you need a niche. If you try to give value to businesses or homeowners, it's too big. You can't possibly, with your time and budget, give that much value to that big of a community, right? If I said, hey, I'm going to give value to the business owning community in the United States, that's like 100 million businesses or something. They're never going to know me, but there's only 40,000 cleaners. So if I can get in there and really give value, you guys all kind of know me and I call, or and we don't call you, but when you call me, everyone kind of, oh, you're the guy for the podcast. You're the guy from the, I subscribe to your YouTube channel. I'm in your Facebook group. I'm on your email list. I've been your, whatever the case may be. I heard you speak. So that's what I want you to do is start finding out. So the trick is you got to find your niche, right? If it's too big, you can't do it. So if it's hair salon people, you find out what's important to owners of hair salons. And it might be, it's probably not cleaning their business. It's probably making more money or less employee turnover or cash flow issues. Then you find out how you can give them value in that regard, whether it be by a newsletter, an email, a lunch and learn, getting them all together and doing a survey and then providing them with the results, creating a Facebook group. There's a dozen ways you can start giving them value. And once you start becoming a part of that community and they see Nick and Spectacularly Clean as a resource for good things, you'll never go to them and go, hey, can I bid your place? They're going to come to you and go, hey, Nick, I got your consumer's guide on, or, you know, facilities management for owners of salons, and it was awesome.
Right.
Can you please give me a bid? That's the vibe that you want to do.
Okay. Yeah, I remember you saying in a previous episode I've heard, I'm not sure exactly when, but you mentioned that exact same thing is you're basically putting together like a little form. Why is it important for hair salons to have clean places or something like the five top things, the hair salon, you know, services, you know, benefit from, you know, in the cleaning service or something like that. And I was starting to think about it. And now you've made it a little more clear for me. Thank you.
Well, yeah, no, I appreciate it. That's why I like doing this, because it's one thing to hear it on a podcast when I can't ask questions and really kind of get your vibe, and another thing when we can just talk about your situation specifically. So, cool. I appreciate that. Let's hopefully that was valuable to you and to Cleaning Nation. Let's move on to the lightning round. I'm going to give you the opportunity to give back. It sounds like you've already, in your short time in the business, got a ton of experience, so you've got some stuff to share. Let me ask you a couple questions. Number one, what is the best piece of advice you've ever received?
The best piece of advice, know your own value.
Love it. I've heard it before. I think I've heard it on the show, and it's worth repeating. Know your own value. Well said, Nick. Question two, what's the biggest mistake you've ever made in the cleaning business that we can learn from?
I have to piggyback off the last thing, not knowing my own value. When I first started, I did this 7-Eleven out of town. And it was way beyond what I should have been driving. I thought I was going to get it done. You know, I did not know what I was doing. I didn't have experience. I thought I was going to get it done. I had cleaning 7-Elevens, experience in cleaning 7-Elevens. I thought 3 hours would be the time, and I was going to do it on my hands and knees. And you know what? I charged $90. I was there about 10 to 11 hours, and the guy still complained about the job. So that leaves you feeling a little defeated. You know, your ego deflated as well because you didn't charge as much. You let someone walk on you because you felt like you need the money or couldn't walk away from the job. You know how it goes.
Yeah, that's, man, Cleaning Nation, if you didn't grab that, that's huge. You'll go out. It's hard to go out of business charging too much for your service. It's possible, but hard. It is easy as a sneeze or blinking your eye to go out of business charging too little. So that's, man, absolutely learn from Nick's mistakes. Don't make that yourself. And I've done that, and it sucks. Okay, last question. Thank you for sharing that, Nick. That was excellent. Last question. What's one idea that our listeners can put into practice today that's going to improve their life or their business?
Know your market. No, just from what you said to me, this is what I've gathered so far. And after we hang up, I'm sure I'll process more. But know your market. Know who you're going to. Know who you're talking to. Be confident in yourself. What you want, the task you want to perform, and making it clear to that person that you're coming to that you're there to help, not tell them what you're going to do for them.
Man, you're gonna take my job pretty quick, man. Well said. I love it. All right, Nick, thank you for joining us. Your story is awesome. Your passion is contagious. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, when you want to check out Nick's show notes page and kind of get the recap and get all the other tools you need to grow your cleaning company, it's growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.